to help me welcome Kelly, Jonathan, and Jerrica. No, it doesn't matter.
I think you're up.
Am I now? You guys planned that?
My name's Jerrica. I'm an alcoholic. All right, so I'm also atheist, so that's fun in Alcoholics Anonymous. It was like I came to meetings the first time when I was 18, okay, and I'm 32 now. So it was like in the lots of sober relapse, right? Which is not that uncommon. So when I was here, I believed, because that's what we do. And then when I wasn't here, I didn't, and I was atheist. Because it was like I would be out and it would get crappy, it'd get shitty, and I would want to come back. And so it's like, well, I'm just going to say what they say and do what we do here, you know? Because I'd just be so desperate that I'd be really willing to do whatever it was to just have some relief from alcoholism for a while. So I get sober again in 2014, and I'm like not happy about being here again. But I come back and I work the steps and I jump all in and service work and all that stuff. And instead of saying God, I just kind of start saying the universe. Like, I adopt that the universe does this. I put my faith in the universe. Which, you know, if you just swap out universe and God, like, it's still the same talk. It's still the same, there's still the same sentiment or belief behind it. And it was like really stupid. I was like probably 2 years sober, 3 years sober. And I watched a like 10-minute video on Facebook, that just put it like pretty, point blank, some interesting things that we all kind of know, like, so what? Master creator of the universe cares more about me and my homies' sobriety in our lives than like millions of people that have died in genocides and all. You know, just I got to a point where like I couldn't reconcile those two things. It just didn't. Even though I was sober, and even though people around me were sober, and we'd all had these amazing spiritual experiences or whatever, I just couldn't anymore. It became a point of dishonesty for myself. So, and I still have to live by spiritual principles. Like, I don't find myself exempt from that for any reason. And dishonesty, it felt dishonest, you know, to keep saying the universe or that I believed in God when it was like, I knew in my heart that like, I don't believe in God. And so then it like, so I kind of came to this conclusion. My husband's also in the program, and so I felt like I had to break the news to, like, my circle. Like, tell my husband, tell my sponsor, tell my friends, and then how do I function in Alcoholics Anonymous? So what does that look like? How do I sponsor someone? How do I take someone through the steps? Like, and I went to, it was Askipon, Tucson. So what was that, 3 years ago? Askipa was in Tucson last. And there was a panel like this one. And I'm like bolting in there like, I don't know how to do this. And I had asked, you know, I raised my hand and I asked, how do you sponsor? And the guy up there was just like so quick. Well, it's not about you. It's about them. So like whatever they need to help them get sober. So and that's kind of what it's turned into. Like, I've sponsored women who believe, I've sponsored women who don't believe, and it's like whatever they need, whatever their journey is, right? We go through the steps the same way that I did before. It's not like any of that changed. So, and that was kind of as time went on, right? And nobody in my immediate inner circle shunned me, right? I'm still very selective about what meetings I share that in and when. I'm also not on like a rampage trying to like lead a revolution in Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm also not trying to do that, right? This is just like for my personal believies, you know, and being honest for myself. So I realized that nothing really changed, like, about my actions, like what I do that I learned in Alcoholics Anonymous. I still went to meetings, so I had home group, service commitment. I had sponsees. I had a sponsor. I was doing an enlightenment review. Meditation's still a very beneficial practice. I was doing that. And as time went on, it really became clear for me, like personally for me, that it's the work. Like it's the work, the actual work, like the process of the steps, doing the, like admitting I'm powerless, and then do I believe that everybody else says they worked the steps and they got better, life got better, and making a decision to move forward and do what they did and then do what you did, right? Steps 4 through 9, and then maintain that, keep that going. So it's like that in and of itself is, it doesn't change. And then I feel like, you know, that's why we get to pick our own understanding, and that doesn't really matter what that looks like for each of us, because the process of the steps works regardless of what the higher power piece looks like for each individual person. So I, you know, it also put a lot of the responsibility on me then at that point too for my recovery. It's my job, right, to keep working towards wellness and keep working towards maintaining sobriety. There wasn't like a magical thing out there that like tapped me and said, it's your turn to get sober and stay sober. Like that's not, for me, that's just not, that just doesn't feel real. It's like I had to do work. I had to do a lot of work. And then I know I was like disappointed to see there wasn't a mental health panel. I was like, damn, because that was that's a huge, huge part of my journey too, where it was like for many years in and out of the rooms, I was not willing to look at outside issues. I just wasn't willing to do it. So when I incorporated that also into my recovery, it was like, so this combo of like step work and tons of therapy, that seemed to be the magic recipe for me. And then just the more I looked at it, I was like, I don't see really, I did this work and I worked hard, like, and I continue to work really hard. I've been sober, my sobriety date's February 3rd, 2014. So I've been sober for like over 5 years. So, you know, it continues to be work, but it's like responsibilities on me, and that's fine. But again, like not trying to start a revolution in Alcoholics Anonymous. When I feel it's relevant to share it, I do. And it seems like there's more of us out there than let on. You know, I feel like a lot of people are probably pretty scared, and to share something like that in a culture, in our little culture, where you immediately hear something like, keep coming back, or, you know, you're gonna drink and you're gonna die, and I'm gonna pray for you, and like all these really unsolicited things. And it's like, man, after reading We Agnostics after this, like, whew, that's rough. Like, that is some condescending shit. But you know, it's like, I'm a functioning member of society, and I trust my brain to make sound, rational decisions today because of how hard I've worked. And I can dismiss some of those things, right, is that that's not going to work for me. So if I could send any like final message, I guess, is like my experience, strength, and hope is that you can be sober and be atheist. Like you have a place in Alcoholics Anonymous. I have like this nice little tribe, this little crew around myself, that we all share similar beliefs, and our sobrieties all kind of look very similar, but still fighting the good fight. So it's awesome. It can, you know, you create the fellowship you crave. That's why there's like still nuggets in there that are like so applicable, and that is one of them. You know, and it seems like when it's relevant, I share it. Otherwise, I just kind of let whatever works for people. If we're not out hurting each other and hurting other people and driving drunk and doing all the crazy things that we do, whatever that looks like for people, that's fine. But that's what it looks like for me. And I'm still grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm grateful that To Thy Own Self Be True is part of our gig, because that's my truth. So finally got brave enough. Last time I did this, I was really scared. I wasn't as scared this time, so that's like some improvement. It's been a few years that I've known this about myself, but it's still, you know, I don't want to be told I'm going to drink and I'm going to die. Thank you, but no thank you. So I hope you guys have a great weekend, and thanks for letting me share.